This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Talent crisis communication, what brands get wrong. When your talent becomes a liability, what brands get wrong before the crisis starts? What happened? Brands are increasingly getting caught flat-footed when spokespeople, influencers, our creative partners blow up publicly. The industry is now circulating crisis playbooks covering everything from vetting talent before signing to managing reputation damage after a partnership goes sideways. The conversation has shifted from how do we respond to how do we never need to respond in the first place. The communication angle. Here is the hard truth. Most brands refuse to accept the crisis communication problem usually starts 6 months before anyone is on camera apologizing. By the time a brand is in damage control mode, they have already lost. The real communication failure happened during the vetting stage, when nobody asked the uncomfortable questions out loud. Vetting is a communication act. It requires someone in the room to say directly and without softening it, what is the worst thing about this person that we might find out later? Most brand teams skip this conversation because it feels awkward. They mistake discomfort for inappropriateness. Those are not the same thing. Discomfort is just resistance to a necessary conversation. Inappropriateness is actually crossing a line. Conflating the two costs brands millions. When a talent crisis does hit, the brands that survive it share one communication habit. They speak first, they speak specifically, and they do not pretend the relationship was smaller than it was. Vague distancing statements like "we are reviewing the situation" are the worst possible move. They signal that you know something is wrong and you're stalling. Your audience reads but correctly every single time. Specificity is credibility. Say what you know, say what you are doing, and say when you will say more. The recovery phase is where most brands compound their original damage. They issue a statement, go quiet, and assume the story dies. It rarely does. Recovery requires a second communication moment, a follow-through statement that shows you actually did what you said you would do. Without that close, your first statement looks like a performance. With it, the story has an ending and audiences can move on. The brands that handle this well treat crisis communication not as a PR function, but as a leadership function. The voice that comes out matters as much as the words. A statement released through a spokesperson carries a fraction of the weight of a statement delivered by someone with actual authority who is willing to put their name on a position. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes conversations gives you a framework for asking the questions that feel dangerous, but are actually just necessary. Most people confuse a hard question with an aggressive one. That confusion is what leaves brands speechless when the cameras show up uninvited. The takeaway. Before you sign any talent partnership, schedule a 20-minute worst-case meeting with your team. Write this exact question on the whiteboard. If this person becomes a liability in 12 months, what is our prepared public response? If you cannot draft a coherent answer in that room, you're not ready to sign. This forces the vetting conversation that most teams avoid and gives you a crisis framework before you need one. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.